resulted in strong relationships that are based on trust. But if the goal is to create mutually beneficial relationships based on trust, why does this audiobook place such an emphasis on strategies and tactics? First, because not everyone you negotiate with will care about creating a win-win outcome. The sharks in this world want to win at all cost and could care less if you lose. Second, effective strategies and tactics help generate a number of options to enable both you and your counterpart to accomplish your goals. The more options you have, the more likely it is that you will be able to generate a win-win outcome. Finally, your counterpart will probably use strategies and tactics even if you don't, and the ability to recognize and counter them will enable you to bring the negotiation back to a level playing field. In most situations, strategies and tactics are critical to your success. That's why we discuss them in great detail here.
Note that when discussing negotiation, we have chosen to use the word counterpart rather than opponent. How you view those you negotiate with has a lot to do with your ability to achieve successful outcomes. Looking at those you negotiate with as opponents tends to result in win-lose outcomes. On the other hand, approaching those you negotiate